And hey everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Grounds. I am half of this show, your co-host Jacob, and with me tonight is my main man Blake. What up, Blake? How you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
All right. Yeah, happy 2019. It is
the new year.
January 2nd, 2019. Yeah, New Year's was just yesterday, obviously, if you know the calendar. Which
I'm very familiar with the calendar. I experience it every single day.
Well, that makes one of us.
What? Are you forgetting days?
I live in the moment.
So you're living in the calendar. I don't think the calendar man would like you very much.
There is no space and time in my life.
What?
I live outside reality.
Which superhero are you?
I'm not a superhero, I'm a villain.
Thanks for the warning. You know what? I'm going to go. See you later. Right. I probably won't, but I'll see you later.
Later, guys.
I'm waving.
All right. Goodbye. Bye. Okay. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Nerd Grounds. As I said, I am Jacob, and here with me is Blake, and we're very excited to be here with you in the beginning of 2019 to get things started. We're just going to be doing a quick little intro of today's segment, and we're going to be talking a little bit about how our last year has been and what to expect in the year to come. Blake, do you have anything you want to add before we get started?
No scenarios this time, just talking.
Yeah, normally, just to give you guys a little heads up for what's to come, normally me and Blake will be playing different games and hashing out different scenarios and going back and forth, maybe a little debate and argument and seeing where it goes, and then...
Always a little debate and argument.
Always, pretty much always going to be arguing here, but it's going to be entertaining. We're not going to be annoying about it. We're going to make it fun.
I mean, I will be annoying about it.
Blake was always annoying about it. But it's going to be entertaining for you guys to hear.
I hope so.
that's the point of doing this, because we've spent hours talking on the phone.
That might going be a little biased.
Going back and forth about different things, and we decided, you know, why not make a podcast, because this is definitely pretty entertaining conversations. You know, Blake was, he's currently an active duty United States Air Forceman, and I want to thank you for your service, Blake. And, you know, he is home for the holidays and leave. We have had several conversations while he was actually on deployment in the Middle East, you know, talking at random crazy hours for both of us, just having conversations about different comic books and movies and TV shows and everything related, video games. And so we decided, you know, why not make a podcast about this and get us recorded and put this out there for everyone, because I feel like it'd be a disservice to everyone to not do this.
And I hope so.
I mean, I hope you guys enjoy this, and that's why we're doing this. And, you know, give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you. One of my favorite games we're going to be doing is a game called Civilian 6. We're going to be bringing in three different villains and three different heroes. One of us will have heroes, one of us will have villains, and we're going to be kind of not debating in a fight and who's going to be the victor, but kind of what's going to be the outcome, bringing in these three villains and three heroes.
Lasting effect on the world when these six characters are introduced in the world.
Exactly. Today's day and age, what would happen if these guys really existed, and what we think would be the outcome, and then we're going to actually turn to you guys, listeners on Twitter and Facebook, to see what you guys think. We want to hear who you think would be, who argued the best, and who you think would be.
And it's always randomly generated, like we just pick names out of a hat.
Yeah, we never get to choose who we're debating, what we're debating, what we're going to argue for, or what we know. Excuse me. A lot of the times we're not even going to know who the other person has, and it's going to make for some pretty interesting conversations, and I hope you guys are going to stick around and think the same.
Basically, what you're looking for is the ace in the hole for like just one of your characters, just to win the whole game.
Yeah, me and Blake have had several practice rounds, and a lot of the times it does come... I mean, I'm pretty sure, Blake, you can agree with me. It comes down to maybe one character out of the six really decide.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even the most powerful character. Like, one of the episodes I might get scratched, I'll just go ahead and say it. My ace in the hole is Invader Zim, and that's still debatable. I know you don't like that.
That was, you know, that was a...
He doesn't stand a chance against Doctor Strange and... Wait. You had... who else did you have?
I don't even remember who
I had.
No,
you had Doctor Strange and Zatanna.
Doctor Strange and Zatanna, yeah.
And then who... No, one more character. I forgot.
Master Chief.
Master Chief, yeah.
Yeah.
Master Chief died in that scenario.
Yeah, that was a rough one. But, I mean...
You guys should hate Jacob for killing Master Chief.
I'm sorry. I let everyone down. I let all the Halo fans down. I can't.
How dare you?
Yep. I will.
You're a terrible human being.
I'll go crawl under a rock now, and you'll never see me again.
Good.
Peace out, everyone. Later, 2019. See you later. And I'm back. Welcome.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, I fucking hated my vacation.
What? Is it our... Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
I didn't miss you.
All right, so I'm going to go fuck myself then.
All right. Well, I mean, like I said earlier, today's going to be just a quick introduction to our podcast and Blake and myself, and we kind of wanted to go ahead and talk about a few different things and, you know, a couple different moments, the highlights of 2018. We'll go on from there. So, Blake, did you have something you wanted to talk about first on your 2018 memories?
Well, right now, I can't really talk about that much, but I still can't get it off my mind. I'm still working on the White Knight scenario. Well, not scenario, but the White Knight storyline, the DC Black Label.
Okay, so you're reading the White Knight right now?
Yeah, Joe Napier.
Jack
Napier. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I'm getting a mix of a Joe Kerr and Jack Napier. Okay. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I know what you meant.
I'm a fucking idiot.
So how do you like it so far? What? How far are you? I should say.
Well, Batman. Well, I don't. Should we just give out spoilers or anything?
I mean, it's been out long enough to where if you're reading comics, then you should have read this comic because White Knight is friggin' amazing.
Jack is already like starting the Viva la Revolution, and he's got the real Harley Quinn on his side again.
Okay, yeah. So you,
Harleen Quinzel, okay, so you're not Harley Quinn anymore.
Maybe issue 3 or 4, I'd say, out of the
Yeah,
eight.
I got the hardback.
Yeah, you got the trade. So you're about halfway through the trade.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Batman's a dick.
Yeah, that is
he's a fucking asshole.
That story is an interesting take on the Batman and Gotham.
It makes you question a lot of things about him.
Yeah.
I was like, you're destroying the city just to catch this guy.
Ooh. Yeah, when you think about it like that from a taxpayer's perspective, like, Batman is not that awesome, dude.
Yeah, he fucking drowned the Joker in pills and then beat the shit out of him afterwards.
Yeah, that's more of a rugged take on Batman, but I love that.
I mean, it's another another fucking Elseworlds scenario, but still, I'm enjoying it.
Did you know there's going to be a continuation, a sequel storyline?
I guess I got to fucking pick my shit up then.
You need to. Definitely need to.
And also been making progress on Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
Oh, you're reading Guardians? What issue?
I got another hardback.
Do you know the story arc title? Is it Infinity Quest?
No, it's just Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. Right now it's just basically Drax versus Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
And then fucking Gamora is on his side, kind of. She's just kind of recovering from getting burnt to shit when she saved the whole team.
Okay, I don't think I'm familiar with that story, to be honest with you. But
yeah, as soon as I found about Adam Warlock, I started like watching Guardians of the Galaxy, and I kind of like him.
Oh, dude, Adam Warlock's a badass. You definitely got to read it. The new Infinity Wars storyline that's just wrapped up. I haven't finished it myself, but I do have the final issues, but I've loved it so far. I mean, I've told you about that. That's when, I'm not going to spoil who Requiem is, but there's a new villain introduced named Requiem, and it's kind of collecting the Infinity Stones, kind of emulating what Thanos did and cutting the universe in half, but with a different route.
No, you already told me.
I know I did. I don't want to spoil it. I already told you, but I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't listened because it did just wrap up.
We'll get to it.
You need to get to it.
I will get to it.
I loved it. You know, it's, you know, a lot of people complain about, you know, one of the biggest complaints in comics is continuity and repetitiveness and kind of predictability. And
I mean, comics been out for like decades and decades now, so
I mean, Batman's about to celebrate his 80th anniversary. Superman just celebrated his 80th anniversary. Comics have been around for a while.
So, I mean, it's kind of hard to just keep on coming up with new shit. They kind of have to rehash and redo quite a few things.
Yeah, every once in a while. But
a break.
I do love to see a little bit of originality, and, you know, we do still get that, but sometimes stuff is...
That much repetitiveness. People get over it.
Well, Infinity Wars does kind of vary off a little bit from, you know, it kind of goes from the same approach that Thanos did by cutting the universe in half, but slightly different.
Yeah.
And if you like the Infinity Wars movie and you kind of really enjoyed that concept, I highly recommend checking out the Infinity Wars comic that's just wrapping up right now. All right. So any other comics you're currently reading right now, Blake?
I'm trying to fulfill all my nerd needs.
All your nerd needs? What else is on the...
Not just comic books. I'm still just trying to work a little bit on the novels a little bit.
novels. What are you reading? What are you currently reading? I think
the King Killer Chronicles are fucking amazing. It's very popular right now.
King Killer Chronicles.
Yeah. Never I'm a little bit behind them. About on it, but oh, they're fucking amazing. And I think it just got picked up for a movie. Got signed on for a movie, but I know they're going to butcher it because it's just way too many details. It's always too many details.
Always. I'm surprised Game of Thrones did as good as it did.
Oh, we're all surprised.
I can't wait for the final season. I know. I get depressed at the end of every season knowing that it's going to be a full year before I get more Game of Thrones. How am I supposed to react when I don't have any more? I know.
We had to wait a little bit longer than that.
Oh my God, it's still killing me.
I try not to think about it.
You know, after a long time, the pain is numbed.
No, it's a constant, like, minor headache in the back of your head.
It's a dull, stabbing pain.
It's like I have a heartache, like, it's just one of my arteries is kind of clogged, but the rest of my body's still working.
I'm clogged.
One of my arteries is frozen.
Like the wall. Oh my God. Oh my God,
not really frozen anymore, I think it's just gone.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Screw it. We're on the topic. What do you expect from the final season of Game of Thrones?
Oh, God. I think everybody's going to die.
Well, that's already been pretty much confirmed. I think the creator said there's going to be maybe 6 of the original characters from season 1 going to be left standing. I don't know if that's what George R. R. Martin said in the books. Oh, fuck
that. I don't believe any of that shit. I think it's just going to be everybody's going to be... You know what? I think everybody's going to die at first. Then... All right. This is my... Full on and final opinion. Everybody's going to die at first. And then Bran is going to come down to Bran. He sees what he can do because I think he's the most powerful out of everybody on that show. I think he's going to realize that he can make the sacrifice for himself to save everybody somehow. I don't know what it is because there's some magical shit on his side. Nobody really understands what's going on his head.
Well, have you heard the rumors that the whole series is a time loop and he is the Three-Eyed Raven? Yeah,
that's what I'm basing. No, I'm basing it off of that. He's the Night King.
Oh, you think he's the Night King?
Yeah.
Elaborate more on that and why you think that.
Because I think they already... I'm not sure if the... was it the Children of the Wood?
Children of the Forest.
I'm not sure if she said that we're saving ourselves from you, specifically Bran, or just the humans. She said that once.
Yeah, I do remember that. That was one of my favorite... That was the Hold the Door episode. That was the door. That was one of my favorite episodes of all time. Not only because...
Don't bring it up.
I know. That was a really fucked up episode. The ending, but I mean, I love that episode for more.
That's a great episode.
I mean, you got a lot of backstory on the White Walkers and the Children of the Forest, and a lot of the ancient life north beyond the Wall.
Yeah,
and that was really interesting to me. That was, you know, since that first episode, in the pilot episode, when you see that guy, the Night's Watchman, get slaughtered by the White Walkers. I mean, that shit is like, okay, I want to know more about these White Walkers, because everyone thinks they're not real. But right off the bat, you know that they're real, and like they hardly touch on them in the first couple seasons.
I know, like they try to make you forget about it because all the political shit that's going down south.
That was driving me crazy, and that's I think, and I really, and now that you just said that, it's really making me think that that's what is going on in Westeros right now because everyone's so concerned about Daenerys coming into Westeros from.
Well, things are a little different now.
Well, yeah, now that the walls tumbled and they brought the fucking White Walker. Well,
even before that, they made it like gave a. The South a little bit wake a call when they brought in a fucking little white.
A white, yeah. Yeah, no, I get that, but still, even beforehand, I mean, you know, John, the North knew what was going on. John was trying to,
to a certain extent, they still, like, they kind of believed him. They kind of believed him.
I don't know. Some did. It was hit and miss.
It was hit and miss.
But who do you think is going to die? You think Jon or Daenerys? You think they're both going to live?
I think they're both going to die.
You think they're both going to die?
Yeah.
Oh.
Daenerys is definitely not getting the throne. They're building up way too much.
No, I could see it ending up with like Sansa getting the throne. Something we're not going to expect.
Definitely we're not going to expect it at all.
Or Jaime. Jaime like, the king.
No. After every single season we come to the agreement that we're always like 50% correct.
Yeah, we usually do, you know, kind of make our guesses towards the middle of the season, and by the end, we're pretty spot on.
No, we're not. We get, like, half of it correct.
Well, I mean, yeah, 50-50.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, we're on a written
like, test. We yeah, I knew that was going to happen, but there's a huge part that I did not see coming.
Oh,
jeez. Don't fucking destroy the fucking setup.
My bad.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Earthquake struck in Chicago today.
Haha, sick reference, bro.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Can we have ice cream for breakfast?
Breakfast!
So
I was hoping for a Clegane Bowl, but I guess that might not happen yet.
I wouldn't count that out.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I really hope that it happens. That was, like, since season one when they clashed at the duel. Like, that was...
That wasn't really a duel. It was just, like, them, like...
The jousting duel. Yeah, I meant the jousting duel.
The Hound was just trying to, like, say, calm the fuck down before you just freak everybody the fuck out and piss off the king too much. There's no going back.
No, yeah, that was not a full-on duel between the brothers, but I meant the jousting duel.
Yeah, when they clashed. Fucking killed that dude. No.
Killed his horse.
Yeah, he killed his horse.
I was going to kill the dude, and the Hound jumped in and saved him. That was awesome. Ever since then, I've been wanting the Clegane Bowl. Ever since then, I've been wanting the
Clegane Bowl. Man, you've been wanting it for a long time.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. Fuck no.
Is anybody okay after watching Game of Thrones?
No. That is the greatest show ever. And if you... don't agree with me, you fucking argue with me on Twitter, at Nerdgrounds, argue with me, at me, I don't care. That show is the fucking best show in the world. It pulls at your heartstrings, it pulls at your dick, it fucks with your mind.
It hurts so good.
It hurts so good.
I fucking love the pain, I love it. Alright, let's not.
Alright. So yeah, I mean, let's see, what do you think is going to happen with Cersei and Daenerys and Jon?
I think Cersei is going to, like, play a way bigger role than she wanted to, than everybody else wanted to. She's going to betray everybody, but she might end up saving the day. In my opinion, she's got the gold company on her hands now.
Yeah, I forget about that. I forget, you know, because they haven't shown that.
It's mentioned in the books all the time.
Oh, yeah. But... No. I know the gold company. I've played, you know, the Telltale game. They talk about the gold company.
Yeah.
So... I know about the gold company, but they haven't shown them in Cersei's
command. So we get fucking elephants in the next season.
I'm so excited. I don't know. I don't know how true they're going to stick to it. And if they
get elephants, I'm going to be happy.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to be mad at elephants?
I wouldn't be mad at elephants. An elephant can kill me.
Well, I meant, like, who's going to be mad that there's elephants on the TV show? Like, oh, fuck. No one's ever been like, oh, man, elephants. Like, that's never been said ever. Especially on TV.
No one's ever been disappointed about elephants.
Right? Everyone's like, fuck yeah, elephants, dude.
So now elephants in the snow. Can they handle snow?
I don't know. The Himalayas.
Are there elephants in the Himalayas?
They were in Far Cry 4.
That's a video game.
Yeah, that's what I said. There were.
I don't think there's any elephants in the Himalayas.
Probably not.
I don't think they can handle that shit. I don't think their skin's built for that. Are you okay?
Ripper Magoos. Ripper Magoos.
What'd you just say?
I do it for the Ripper Magoos.
What did you just... I kind of flabbergasted what you just said right now.
Oh, man. So anyways, one more question about Game of Thrones, and then we'll go back to comics and movies and other stuff. The look that Tyrion gave on the ship, Jon and Daenerys were getting it on.
I think he thinks that this is definitely a mistake on both of their parts. I don't think they should be. What I was thinking that he was going through his head is like, they're both making a very dumb fucking mistake. They should not make this romantic at all. They should just keep it professional.
Political.
Professional and political at all times. And then he's seen the worst of it.
Do you think that he double-crossed them and struck a deal with Cersei or did something behind their backs with Cersei?
He had to do something to get out of there.
Well, yeah, but do you think he did something more than he told them?
He's definitely hiding something from them. I know that for sure. But I don't know what he's hiding from them.
To what extent do you think?
It's going to bite both of them in the ass. I don't know what it is. Like, what do you think it is?
I don't know what it is, but I definitely am going to go on a limb and say Cersei is going to be the first main big character to die in season 6.
What? She's super protected.
I think she's going to be the first big shocker season 7.
How?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's my prediction.
I think she's untouchable right now. I think she's going to be one of the last people to die.
I think she's going to try and, you know, her ego and her arrogance is going to get the better of her, and I think she's going to try and strike at Jon and Daenerys before they can team up and take out the White Walkers, and I think that their numbers are going to get cut in half by the fight, and I think the odds are going to look even dimmer in the, you know,
I think that everybody's going to be rooting for her. I think people are going to end up rooting for her.
I can see that. I guess I could see that. You know, I would, you know, honestly.
I mean, a human against White Walkers.
You're obviously going to go for the humans. I guess I can see her kind of coming in as a... That's kind of what they did to Jaime, though, too. But I wouldn't like that. I think that would
kind of be... Jaime's going to the North, so, like...
I know. But, I mean, he's gonna everyone
be,
started
no,
off...
No, Jaime's definitely going to be the one of the first ones to die.
No,
he's walking to the front lines on his own.
So, I think he's going to be one of the last
He's still not at his best.
I think he's going to be the last one to survive.
He's not at his best anymore.
I think he's going to be alive at the end.
Oh, he's... Oh. All
right, Blake, let's do this. If you had to pick five characters to be alive at the end of Game of Thrones, who are your five?
Oh, God. Bran, Sansa, Cersei, Tyrion, and the Onion Knight.
All right, I'm going to go Jaime, Arya, Sansa, Bran, and... I don't want to say Tyrion because I think he's going to die. I think Tyrion's going to be the big heartbreaker. The big.
All right, can I take my answer back?
No, I think Tyrion's going to be killed off like the very last episode or not the episode before, the penultimate episode. And I think that's going to be the big
fucking... Maybe he'll die protecting Cersei. I mean, maybe he'll die protecting Daenerys or something like that.
I think it'd be fitting if he died protecting a Lannister. Maybe Jaime. I think that would be the best fitting death for him.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What, you think I'm onto something?
So, yeah, if you're saying Lannister, then it's going to be Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
So Jaime's been protecting Tyrion, like, almost his whole life.
Exactly.
I think you got a good prediction right there. Fuck my life. Are you happy with it you just did right now?
I'm happy I ruined your night.
Are you happy about killing Tyrion? This is what you're doing right now.
I'm not killing... You can thank Dan and DB, all right?
No,
you can thank them. I didn't write the show.
I don't see you knocking on wood. It's too late. You just killed Tyrion.
I don't give a fuck.
He's going to get stabbed right through his little chest. Right in front of Jaime.
Yeah, literally right in front of
Jaime. You just killed a brother in front of another brother.
Yeah.
Are you proud of what you just did?
No.
You see blood dripping all over his little fucking badge?
His pin? You're taking this way darker than it needs to be.
Okay, this is Game of Thrones we're talking about. I'm sorry that we're trying to go PG with this.
I'm trying to have a good conversation here, Blake.
It's Game of Thrones we're talking about. I am the god of tits and wine.
Honestly, if you had to pick one character to be your favorite, who would it be in Game of Thrones?
I'm not going to go with the obvious when it comes to Jon Snow, so I'm not going to say that. That's just way too easy. Does it have to be on the TV show? Because how nerdy do you want me to go with this?
I mean, if you got something from Dunkin' Egg, if you got something from, you know...
I'm going to go with Telltale. It has to be Asher Forrester.
Oh. Is that even canon?
The Forresters are mentioned in the fucking books.
I know they're mentioned.
They're not in the TV series.
I know. Okay.
All right, so let me pick out TV series just to make it more interesting.
TV series or books. I'll give you books. But, I mean, how could you pick Asher Forrester as a character from the book? You know?
Well, yeah, I think he's...
I know.
Well, I need to look this up if it's actually canon. I think his house is definitely canon.
Yeah, his house is canon. But, I mean, like, if you read the books, you'd never be like, oh, Asher Forrester is my favorite fucking character.
So, I have to go with female, I have to be Mira Reed. Male, I have to go with Bronn.
Bronn, the cutthroat?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the Hound. I've always liked the Hound.
I have a love-hate relationship with him. I guess I kind of love him now.
He's always been a drunk asshole and kind of, you know, a badass.
He hasn't been that drunk.
Well, I mean, not... Okay. I mean, for the most part, he's always either fucking kicking ass or drinking beer and eating chickens.
I'll take those fucking chickens now.
Greatest episode
oh
ever.
My god, he fucking shoved a guy's head into a knife. He didn't stab a guy's face. He just had a plan on the ground and just pushed the guy's head into the knife. Oh god, that was kind of brutal.
Who do you think's gonna be the first victims of the White Walkers?
Well, you gotta think about who's the closest ones to it.
Yeah, obviously all the Northmen. I meant like a major character. Do you think they're going to come back as a Wyatt?
I think all the surviving characters are Meiji characters right now.
Mm, debatable.
You don't think Tormund's a major character?
Yeah, I consider Tormund a major...
Onion Knight?
No.
What?
No.
He's been around longer than Tormund, hasn't he?
He's a supporting character.
Oh, so was Tormund then.
Okay, I'll give you... Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah.
So they're both the closest ones to it right now, aren't they?
Yeah, who's taking charge of Winterfell? Sansa.
Yeah. She's pretty, like, she's not exactly that close to it, but she's still pretty close.
Isn't Winterfell one of, like, the northernmost?
Yeah, she's still pretty close, but not that close.
Yeah, but Winterfell is, like, one of the most northernmost cities in all of Westeros, right?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but think about the guys that are on the wall right now as soon as it went down.
Oh, they're already dead.
No, they're not. They escaped it. Tormund and the Onion Knight escaped it.
Oh, okay. I forget they were on the wall.
They were on the wall, but they got out of it. They're running for their fucking lives right now.
Yeah, I think they're going to die.
You don't think they're going to escape at all?
I think the Onion Knight will. I don't think Tormund will.
What?
No, I don't think... I love Tormund. I think
so if he goes down, then all the Wildlings go down.
Yep.
So you think the Wildlings are going to be gone?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's not exactly true, but the Wildlings are just kind of nothing without him, in my opinion.
Well, they were nothing without Mance. Mance died.
Yeah, Tormund's kind of a shitty leader. I like him, but he's a shitty leader.
I mean, think about how many people didn't want to go south of the wall. The Wildlings didn't want to go south of the wall.
The way I'm thinking about it is just that he did shitty leading them into battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was terrible. He kind of ran away. He got scared.
Yeah.
I mean, I get scared of that shit too, but still, come on.
I don't know, dude. I want to go back and rewatch.
We do have to rewatch the season. Yeah, we have to watch that last season.
We've got a couple more months. I mean, it's only, what, seven episodes?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to be enjoying it the whole time.
So good. The last season just... I mean, each season gets better and better and better.
It gets more and more bonkers each time.
Oh, my God. Honestly, the first time I ever watched Game of Thrones, season one came out, I seen Ned's head get cut off. I threw the remote down. I said, fuck this show. I don't watch it. And I knew...
You should have seen it coming.
I know. I mean, I now watching Game of Thrones, I expect everyone to die. I don't...
Well, think about the first episode. Like, you thought that lead Ranger was going to be a badass.
Yeah. And he got... You know,
he got his head chopped off.
Yeah.
Was that a sign that was what was to come?
No, not a big enough one. I mean, they played Ned Stark out to be like a hero of whole season one.
He was never going
to
get the throne. Yeah, I'm not saying yes, I was definitely surprised that it happened. I'm still sad about it, but still.
I didn't think he was going to get the throne, but I thought he was going to be like a major player. That didn't happen.
This is no normal show.
No,
winter is coming.
So
winter has come, I'm sorry.
Winters came all up in your face.
Unfortunately.
White walkers.
I'm covered in white stuff that's cold.
It's not snow.
It is snow. I don't like you.
But I remember, dude, do you remember actually you showing me when Joffrey's death? Beginning of season 4 in your living room?
The Purple Wedding?
Yes.
I don't remember that. I watched a lot of Game of Thrones episodes with you.
I know, but do you remember specifically? Because I had not watched since Ned's death until you showed me that moment.
I showed you that? Were you sure that was me?
Yeah, I remember 100%. Because that was what sparked my interest in going back and watching season 2.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't spoil that for you.
I asked you to. I begged you to. Because I remember this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I tried fighting out against you for like 20 minutes. It's like, don't watch it. No, I don't want to watch this with you.
I didn't, because I knew I was, ever since Ned's death, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch season 2, didn't watch season 3. Season 4 started, and I asked you, every time you tell me about Game of Thrones, I said, hey, all I want to know is, did the little fucker die? Joffrey. Did Joffrey fucking die?
Joffrey fucking die. No, you fucking asshole. Yeah, you wanted to see that little fucking shit die, Joffrey.
And you showed me it.
But you didn't
it.
Have to go through all the hoops to see it like I did. I had to experience Red Wedding by myself and just be depressed for a week or a week or two.
Yeah, well, I got to share that experience with my fiance. You know, I got on that show and I was like, hey, babe, you got to watch this with me. And, you know, we binged watched season 1, 2, 3 and jumped in on season 4. So, and I mean, I loved it so much.
You had somebody there for you.
And later that Christmas, she bought me the box set books, and those books are fucking awesome.
Yeah. I had to go hug my dog after the Red Wedding, because I had nobody else to watch it with.
Oh, that was bad.
Because even Grey Wind got shot up.
Dude, that was bad.
My favorite wolf got shot up. Grey Wind. Didn't even do anything. He was just a cool-ass, cool, fucking badass dog. But nope, he got shot up in his fucking pen. And you let me experience that by myself. Some friend you are.
I'm a piece of shit.
You are a piece of shit.
I'll be the first to admit it.
You didn't start watching the TV show until you saw that little shit was dying.
I was pissed.
I was pissed.
I was pissed, too.
I had to see him kill my favorite hooker. Or prostitute. Rose.
They killed her?
Joffrey killed her. You not remember that?
No, I don't pay attention to hookers. They're not worth my time.
Oh my god, she was a good character.
She was a hooker.
What's wrong with hookers?
They're hookers. Oh.
It was a major financial part of the city back then. Okay. Financial part of life back then.
I remember that was the redheaded hooker who flashed her snatch to Theon on her way out of the...
That's not why I liked her. She just kind of played everybody, and then she got caught up in the business.
What happened?
And Joffrey pinned her to a bedpost and shot her with a crossbow several times.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
kind of fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah.
She was working for Varys when she was supposed to be working for Littlefinger. Littlefinger found out about it and then just gave her to Joffrey to kill.
Oh.
Remember that? The fucking speech about the ladder?
I remember the speech about the ladder, but I didn't know that was about...
they showed Roz's, death during that. Well, the aftermath of it. Carcass pinned to a bedpost.
I did not remember that part.
Yeah, do you still want to keep this conversation PG?
Nah, fuck it. It's Game of Thrones, dude. I mean, we've pretty much said fuck 20 times each of us.
Yeah, but still, that's not much compared to Game of Thrones.
They show fuck. All right. Nice. Well, Blake, we've totally strayed off topic. And
we accidentally got into Game of Thrones.
And it's all right.
Don't even mention it around us.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't even remember how we got onto this topic. We had something totally else set aside, but I like it. I'm happy where this went.
The Nerd Grounds is about everything nerdy, so...
Anything nerdy. Yeah. This can go anywhere. We can be in it, like I said, we weren't going to be debating this episode. We were just going to be introducing ourselves, and you can see...
The title of this episode just, we accidentally got into Game of Thrones.
This was an accident. We had a totally different outline set up for this.
There wasn't an outline to begin with. Don't fucking lie to them.
There was a kind of an outline. There was...
No, he was like, hey, we're going to talk about this, this, and this, and okay. Then you started the episode.
That's an outline. That's an outline. But we didn't stick to it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
That's what I'm talking about. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that guy knows what he's talking about.
I don't.
I don't either. But that guy does.
This fucking casual over here?
Gearhead?
Oh, fuck Gearhead. He's a piece of shit. Don't get me started on Gearhead from Rick and Morty. He's not a hero.
He's a hero.
How so?
He fought in the Gear Wars.
Do you see what he fucking did in his last episode?
Have you heard about
the Gear Wars? He pretended to be in the fuck... don't get me started about the Gear Wars. There's only...
Have you heard about the Gear Wars?
I have heard about the Gear Wars.
Let me tell you about the Gear Wars.
Does it involve Marcus Fenix?
No.
Then shut the fuck up.
Damn, Blake's having a hostile night.
I hate Gearhead.
Pour yourself another drink, my man. You need to chill out.
I'm chilling.
Chilling like a fucking cucumber.
Oh, you kind of threw me off with that. I thought you were going to say chilling like a villain.
Nope. Cucumbers are chiller.
I mean, there's a lot of vegetables that kind of chill, aren't right?
None as chill as a cucumber.
So there's vegetables that get colder than a cucumber?
Maybe carrots.
I think carrots get colder than cucumbers.
All right.
Don't get me started on my veggies.
Don't get me started on cold fucking food.
I will fuck your shit up.
Carrot duel.
You get a cucumber, I'll get a carrot.
What?
You ever been stabbed with a carrot before? Oh, here you go, if you want to see. What are you doing?
Oh.
You big dummy.
Hey, alright. Well, I guess we should go ahead and wrap it up for
tonight.
Yeah,
I guess we have guests or some shit like that.
We have some people, or significant others to entertain.
Hooray!
Alrighty, well... Signing off again. This is Jacob from the Jake. Oh, whoa! What the fuck? I said my full name. That sounded weird.
Oh, fucking blew out of my ears right now. God.
Oh, things are getting weird.
You gotta relax.
I am Jake from the Nerd Grounds. You can follow me at Twitter at Nerd Grounds. And Blake,
hi.
You want to tell people where they can find you, you dumb fuck?
Nerd Grounds BRG, motherfucker.
On Twitter,
Nerd Grounds BRG. Period. Then I said motherfucker.
Yeah, that's not all one word. It's Nerdgrounds BRG.
I think I ran out of characters at that point.
I think so. I ran out of characters. I wanted to add some other stuff.
I want to say Nerdgrounds BRG. I'm a cool motherfucker. Please follow my podcast. But they wouldn't fit that.
Too many characters.
I'm a character.
You are a character.
I'm going to throw a beer bottle at you.
We got to go.
Bye.
You guys have a great night. Thank you for listening to the Nerdgrounds podcast. We'll see you soon. Good night.